This is program number LW2230. Well, their backs were up against the channel. The English Channel, that is. Hi, this is Larry West. Hitler's forces moving through France had driven more than 300,000 Allied soldiers up against the English Channel. If they tried to escape by crossing the channel by ship, Hitler's submarines and planes would have wiped them out. They looked everywhere. They dreamed up every possible escape route, but everything seemed impossible in the Battle of Dunkirk. Suddenly, a violent storm broke out. I mean, it was an incredible storm. German tanks bogged down in the mud. Planes could not take off. On the English side, the weather was fine. So the English sent out thousands of small boats across the channel to rescue those who were trapped. A dense fog blanketed the waters on the French and German side, and within hours, 330,000 trapped Allied soldiers were rescued. It was a narrow escape. Let me ask you, have you ever had a narrow escape yourself? My brother-in-law, Bill, was asleep one night in his grandparents' house, located at the foot of a hill at the end of a road. One night about 2 a.m., two cars came racing down the road, topped the hill, and saw the house at the foot of it. They had about 100 yards to make a decision. Bill was in the corner bedroom. One car went to the right side of the house, the other to the left, and both ended up in the backyard. A friend of mine, Roger Dixon, had his little girl with him one day, and they were riding his motorcycle down the road. A car pulled out in front of him. Roger headed for the ditch. The bike headed straight for a telephone pole. Roger went to one side of it, his little girl to the left. The bike hit it head on. Muffy Brandon had a narrow escape. Muffy is the White House social secretary. In an interview for the New York Times, Muffy told all about it. One fall day, Prince Charles of Britain was supposed to have arrived at the west lobby of the White House to call on President Reagan. About 5 minutes before the scheduled arrival, Muffy went over to the entrance to see if the flowers were in place and if all arrangements were set. When she got there, she found absolutely nothing there. So Muffy ran to borrow some flowers from Vice President Bush's office. On the way back, a Secret Service agent told her that the prince was not to enter through the west lobby, but through the north portico. So she raced to that entrance. When she got there, the prince was nowhere in sight. Muffy said that it was literally 2 minutes before the prince's arrival time. So she said, "I ran down to the diplomatic reception room entrance. The rug was rolled up, two men were mopping the floor, and the prince's car was coming up the driveway." She said, "We slammed on the lights, threw a flower arrangement on the table, and the two moppers and I ended up in the broom closet in the lower west lobby as the prince was escorted serenely by." Narrow escapes. That's what I've been giving to you today. Ever had a narrow escape yourself? I really wish I could sit and listen to yours like you're there listening to my stories. There's got to be a point in all this. I guess the best point we could make out of it is that, well, you can't build your life around narrow escapes. Now, a lot of us try. We really do. What I mean is, there are too many of us who think that we can talk our way just about out of anything. We're smart enough, alert enough, innovative enough to wiggle out of any tight squeeze. I mean, it might be a narrow escape, but we still escape. And we think that way, I guess, because, well, too often we've been successful. We've done exactly that. Got a challenge for you today, something for you to think about. The Bible not only paints a picture of heaven, but it confirms the reality of hell. And no escape from that prison house has ever been made. I mean, once there, always there. Once in, never out. Exit is a word never found over any door in hell. The Bible says there is a great gulf fixed, and no one can jump it. Frankly, those who make it to heaven are those who will be there because, well, they have already narrowly escaped. Life is sort of like a train racing by the depot. Jesus Christ is the mail sack hanging on the pole. You've only got a moment to snatch him up and be saved. Think about it today. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. Heaven is going to be filled with people who have narrowly escaped. Interested? I have a Bible study course I think will help. It's yours free. Write me for it. I'd like to send it to you. Write me for it in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.